What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on into the second half of Sports Talk, an abbreviated edition. At 6:30, we'll go to pregame coverage of the Pelicans taking on the Dallas Mavericks tonight. A 7 o'clock tip-off. The Pelicans coming away with a 6-point victory in Chicago last night. Trey Murphy went off, had a great night. Also, Zion Williamson, who unfortunately will not be available for the Pels tonight. They're resting him since it's a back-to-back, still coming back from that hamstring issue that he was dealing with. Pelicans are actually a 1.5-point underdog at home this evening. They've got a 5-16 overall record in the Smoothie King Center. Meanwhile, the visiting Dallas Mavericks are 22-18 and have a 500 record on the road. They are 10-10 away. And, man, they're going to be dealing with a lot of their key pieces tonight. No Kyrie Irving, no Luka Doncic, and no Derek Lively for the Mavs. So I guess you could say that kind of balances things out with the Pelicans not having a guy like Zion Williamson or Brandon Ingram still dealing with an injury. He is not in the lineup as well. And Herb Jones still dealing with his shoulder issue. But the Pels have a chance to get back in that win column tonight. Pretty impressive from the team yesterday. I didn't know what to expect in Chicago from this squad. But I will say the energy was at least there from the team, even though I think they put up like 53-point shots and didn't make many of them, Charlie.
Yeah, so the Bulls are kind of in a labyrinth right now of mediocrity.
Right.
Where it feels like every year, I saw a stat that, you know, now they're 18-22 at this point. I think last year they were like 19-21 through 40 games. And then like the year before that, they were also 18-22. So they're just cycling through. You know, they're going to be probably the 10 seed and sneak into the play-in tournament and lose again. So the Bulls are in a weird spot. But the fact that the game was so competitive back and forth for the first three quarters, and then the fourth quarter happened. And this is where, yes, we've talked about basically ad nauseum from this show, you know, the Zion Williamson news that he's not playing in this game, which is just terrible. However, you know, last night's game, the fourth quarter, when the Pelicans offense started going off for basically a 4 or 5 minute run there at the start of the fourth quarter, that was a ton of fun, Steve. They turned an 86-86 game into basically a 16-point lead. It went all the way up to, I think it was 112-96, right? So they went on a 22-6 run at one point. Jose Alvarado was hitting everything that he threw up.
Yeah, he was hot.
Yeah, he got red hot. Trey Murphy putting in another 32-point performance. He's been outstanding in his fourth year in New Orleans. I've been singing his praises for a while now. And it was a good win because now you go 2-1 on that road trip. You've won 4 of your last 7 since the turn of the new year. The Pelicans are doing some good things right now. And you know, you're looking at this matchup tonight against Dallas, and we'll hear from Willie Green in just a second here. As you mentioned, no Luka Doncic, no Kyrie Irving, in all likelihood he's doubtful, and no Derek Lively, who is a huge key piece for them. We talked with Jake Madison about this yesterday, and Jake had kind of highlighted Derek Lively as one of those pieces that he was a little bit concerned about because, you know, pick and rolls, just throw him up lobs, it's easy points. He's a very talented young big, but he suffered an ankle injury, so he's going to be out for tonight. So the Pelicans, you know, they're going to be missing some key pieces. No Herb Jones, no Brandon Ingram, no Zion Williamson. But they're also facing off against a shorthanded Mavericks team with no Luka Doncic, in all likelihood no Kyrie Irving, and no Derek Lively.
Who are three back-to-back games, right?
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? But they're down three of their best starters, too. So, you know, the Pelicans, we'll see if they can pick up another one here.
You mentioned Willie Green. He just spoke to the media as his team gets ready for that 7 o'clock tip-off. Here are Willie Green's pregame comments before they take on the Dallas Mavericks.
I think energy overall has been up kind of since the new year, especially these last 3 games. What kind of have you seen on that front?
We were trending trending upward, I would say, even before we got to the new year. But, you know, getting guys healthy and, you know, having that full confidence in what our team can do on the floor, it allows the energy to go up with all of our guys.
Following up on that, the role of Javonte Green in the last couple of weeks, what he has done on the floor, not even just scoring, but everything else he's done to contribute to what's going on.
Yeah, he's been really good for us. And behind the scenes, I don't think people can appreciate, I won't say can't appreciate, but he does a lot to you know, keep himself ready to play. He's always doing extra work, his lifting, preparing himself, preparing his body, and doing extra conditioning, and we're seeing all of the details sort of pay off when he gets on the floor. So I'm proud of him, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to get him playing at a high level like he's been doing.
Hey, Willie, with Zion, is it more of a team decision or is it his decision, or how does it kind of work when you all decide to hold out on the second night of his back-to-back?
It's more of a team decision, yeah.
And Najee Marshall, just what have you kind of seen from him now that he's, you know, with him? Bigger role, I guess, over there. But what do you
First of all, I'm proud of Naj. You know, his maturity, his growth. You know, he was a huge part of our success here, and you know, we miss him. But we're all proud of what he's doing, his accomplishments. You know, signing a big contract this season. We can congratulated him and. You know, he's going to be a force for years to come, and I'm really, really proud to see how he's handling a bigger role and really instrumental on a really good team.
Willie, asked you a couple of days before Christmas about Trey and potentially his future All-Star prospects, right? He was coming off a 28-point game against Memphis. Since that time, he's really, I think, over the last 10 games, averaging, you know, 25 points a game, over five rebounds, 3 assists. You know the numbers. Have you seen him take a step forward? Because back then I asked you, and you said he needs to be consistently good to great. You want to see more aggression all across the court. Have you seen all those things since roughly that time?
I am. I am seeing Trey take a, you know, maybe a step and a half. He is taking full advantage of the opportunity that's in front of him. He has so much gravity when he's on the floor, and his confidence is growing and growing. The guys are feeding off of him. And that's what you want to see from your players, be able to step into a role and extend that role, and he's been doing that.
That was Pelicans head coach Willie Green as the Birds get ready to do battle with the Dallas Mavericks. 6:30 pregame coverage coming up right here on WWL with a 7 o'clock tip-off. We're going to take a break, be right back after these messages, and then we'll close out Sports Talk getting ready for the Pelicans right after this on WWL.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Back here on Sports Talk as we get ready to take on Pelicans basketball this evening in the Smoothie King Center. The Birds back in action on a back-to-back. Home tonight, though, taking on the Dallas Mavericks. You mentioned, Charlie, that the money line is actually in favor of Dallas.
So it opened, Dallas was originally the favorite, but now with all the news that Kyrie Irving is doubtful,
flip-flop.
So now the Pelicans are technically favored, and I think that's the right way to think about it. It's like, if you're the Pelicans, you've won 4 of your last 7 games, you're feeling good in the new year, you've got the better players available in this game in all likelihood, with Trey and CJ and DeJounte all still playing this game. I know that you're missing Zion, no BI, you know, but at the same time, no Herb as well. You're not playing Luka Doncic, you're not playing Kyrie Irving, and you're not playing Derek Lively.
Right, you don't have their big names either.
Exactly. So, you know, the Pelicans won a half-point favorite slam at the Smoothie King Center. We'll see if they can pick up another win.
6:30 pregame coverage coming up next right here, and also the 7 o'clock tip-off on 870 AM and 105.3 FM. I'm Steve Geller for Charlie Long. Everybody have a great evening, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow with more Sports Talk right here on WWL. Have a good night, everyone.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.